We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go, rocking and rolling on the Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio, talking a lot of football, and more football, of course, as it's that time of the year. You have college football this weekend and the NFL coming up in a few weeks. We'll head out to the hotline right now and go to my next guest, who is a former Steelers and Bears player, a longtime NFL broadcaster. Always do enjoy when he comes on with us, because no matter if we agree or disagree, it's always an entertaining conversation, and I always do appreciate his honesty. And that's Merrill Hodge, kind enough to give us a few minutes on CBS Sports Radio. Merrill, been a while, but how you been?
I've been good, my brother. Good to be back.
Well, thank you for coming on. Let me first start you off with one of your former teams in the Pittsburgh Steelers. I had Rod Woodson on a few weeks ago, and we were asking him what he thinks he needs to see change with Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin. He talked about the leadership of Ben, and then he would like to see Mike be a little bit tougher on the players. What do you think needs to change with the coach and the quarterback of the Steelers for them to have some success this year?
Well, listen, I think it's always difficult to make evaluations when you're not in the locker room, you know, observing it from the outside. Listen, whatever changes they need to make that make them a team. Now, the one thing I can tell you, that there was a much better feel of team in training camp this year than I felt the last couple of years. So, you know, where do those changes need to come from? Yeah, I mean, clearly, I think they need to start from the top and people that are in leadership roles. But if I find it hard, for myself anyway, you know, without being in a locker room, because I've been in locker rooms and listened to people talk about our locker room, and I'm like, they don't have a clue about this locker room, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I like that they make evaluations of our locker room, but they really don't know. They hear bits and pieces, and that's not the sum of the whole story. But what I do sense and see is that, you know, there is a more cohesive unit, if you will, from how they get to different, you know. I've been there when Antonio Brown was there. I've watched drills that they're waiting for Antonio Brown to show up. Okay. And he's already 5 minutes late. So that's just being a poor professional right there. I didn't see any of that, you know, and I saw him start early actually in a lot of drills because they're not waiting on Antonio Brown, you know? And so from that perspective, I just saw a lot better, you know, focus on team and accountability. So I guess maybe in a way you already see some changes.
And that's a big thing with AB, because we knew Bell wasn't there last year with the whole holdout and he didn't play the season. But you wonder if they're going to be better without AB. We all know he's a great talent, but, hey, he was a headache towards the end of his career in Pittsburgh. I'm not saying Ben was perfect in that relationship. And then even so far with the Raiders, he's been a pain as well early on. So you wonder if they'll be a better football team this year without him.
Well, you know what? It's just like a divorce, you know. And when they're married, sometimes, you know, you get these stories, you know. But then when they're separated, they now stand as individuals, and you got to see who's who. Well, you haven't seen any drama or issues in Pittsburgh, but you still see what's going on in Oakland. So, you know, AB didn't have a problem with Ben for years, and all of a sudden he started having problems with him. It's just kind of interesting, you know. I think that now the evidence has shown itself where really things stand, who is the big problem, who, you know, this all goes back to him not getting the MVP. Okay, well, listen, people want to say, listen, I don't – to say you work hard – justifies a behavior is ridiculous. To sit there and go, Antonio Brown works so hard. Well, everybody works hard in the NFL, okay? Antonio Brown's not the only guy. Everybody that's a true pro works hard. So that's number one. And true pros don't quit on your team because you didn't get anointed or awarded the MVP of your team, or you feel like you got snubbed or things should be different. That's not what good pros do. And I think that he's never shown that he is a true pro. He has shown he is anything but a true pro.
Would you want him on your team if you were in that locker room?
No, no, new. You don't win with people like that. You don't win championships like that because he makes great plays. What have they won with Antonio Brown? Nothing. You know, when critical times matter, that's when you need your real pros and you need people to step up, and all he has done is quit on your team, walk away on the team. You don't need people like that. You don't build championships like that and with people like that. It never happened and it never will, because there's always going to be bumps in the road. There's always going to be things where it becomes rough, and that's when you find out about people. And unless Antonio Brown changes, you know, and looks at his own self and quits blaming everybody else, and it's everybody else's issue, it's not his, he becomes accountable, things aren't going to change. So he's going to be the same guy when it goes bad.
Merrill Hodge here with us on CBS Sports Radio, the longtime NFL broadcaster, did play for a long time with the Steelers, and also a quick year with the Chicago Bears. I know that you've studied player safety very closely. We've had some back and forth over the last year, and we've talked about concussions and CTE. Let me ask you about the whole helmet situation. I know he had the cryotherapy as well with the frostbite with his feet, but the helmet situation is not going away. It seems like his feet are okay now. This helmet situation, it's a bizarre one. The whole league is changing right now. I get how players are superstitious and like to go with their old ways. However, I don't see what case there really is to be made here with Antonio Brown. I know he had another grievance on Friday, and we're going to have a decision next week. I don't expect much to change, right?
You are correct. This is very simple. It is the technology. You know, and I don't know how much people have talked to you about this, you know about this, but this is what it comes down to. This is how simple it is, okay? And you are right. There's not going to be any change, and he's not going to win this. The technology that that helmet has is 20 years old. Regardless of that helmet being, you know, only 9 years old or 8 years old or 10 years old, whatever helmet you find.
Really?
The technology is 20 years old.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter either the helmet is only 8 years old that he just found or 5 years old. The technology in the helmet is 10 years old. Now, 20 years old. That being said, the helmets that exist today, and there's 30 options here, okay? This didn't just come around the corner and sneak up on him. He's known it like every other athlete. Again, accountability. Let's start talking about accountability and what you should have been doing, and you're doing your due diligence. The helmets that exist today are 100% better than the one he has on. So let's just think of this rationale, and it'll probably explain a little bit about Antonio Brown. If you hurt your knee right now, and I gave you two options, I could have you do the zipper surgery and we're going to cast it like they used to do 30 years ago, or we can scope it and we'll rehab in the next day. Which one are you picking?
The second one.
Of course you are. There's nobody that's going to take the zipper and the cast and then hope that you can start walking. That is the type of technology that he is dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you have to protect the player from the player, because I don't know. Obviously, his agent is completely clueless, as well as Antonio Brown. Or this is how it is. I don't know, but I say this all the time. I think this is great evidence of it. You can't have a rational conversation with an irrational person. And you're obviously dealing with irrational people, because this technology is 20 years old, and it's 100% better. The technology that exists today, you are nuts not to put that on. And the league is not going to deviate on that. There's just not. They're not going to. I don't care what his grievance is. He can keep grieving, grieve, file all you want. At the end of the day, Antonio Brown is not going to wear that helmet. I will guarantee it.
Merrill Hodge here with us on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked a lot about Antonio Brown as he's been in the news. Also chat a little bit about the Steelers. Let me get one more in on a former Steeler, and that's Le'Veon Bell with the Jets. Do you like the direction the Jets are moving in, bringing in Joe Douglas? Adam Gase is their coach. They have Sam Darnold as the quarterback, and you bring in Le'Veon Bell. Do you think the Jets will be a little bit better than they were from a year ago? Do you think they're on the right path?
Yeah, I think they're on the right path. Here's just the one caution you have, and this comes from experience. Just because you play in the NFL doesn't mean when you transition to another team, it's just, you know, second nature. There's new learning. There's a new rhythm, new chemistry. New things that have to be learned. Okay, that takes time. It is not just that easy. When I got the Chicago Bears, I want to say half our offense was brand new. Now, we did make it to the playoffs that year. We were a much better team, but I can just tell you from a player perspective, you didn't have a true rhythm or feel until about week eight, you know. And sometimes, you know, it takes an entire year till you really mold things together. So, you know, and here's what happens with expectations. You know, when you see a Le'Veon Bell, people are going to expect 1,500 yards or more. You know, when you have all the people in place, you're going to think, okay, we're going to the playoffs. Listen, they very well may. I do like the direction. You just have to be cautioned that when you have all this new learning, all these new players, it does take time to come together. Some of it can come together quick, and then oftentimes it takes a long, you know, at least a year for it to really start to click.
Yeah, and I think this is a year, especially with how late Douglas got into the game as the GM, that they'll take a nice step, but I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. But a team that a lot of people think are going to be going to the playoffs, and they have high expectations. They have a lot of personalities on that team. Baker's in his second year with the Browns. You have Odell now coming over to Cleveland. Are you a believer in the Browns right now when you take a glance at them to preview the season?
Well, listen, I don't think you don't anoint yourself a leader. You don't anoint yourself a champion. You don't anoint yourself that we're going to be a good football team based on what paperwork you have. The actual things that I like about Cleveland, to be honest with you, and you hit none of them, and they're not talked about, that they actually did really well last year, partly, and their ability to run the football.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, that right there, I get more excited about, okay, the challenge they're going to pose is those things. Now, because listen, okay, let's say Odell. Let's say you get the ball to him 10 times, which would be a great Sunday, okay? And Odell would be like, okay, this is a great day for me.
You better get it to him 10 times or else it could be ugly.
Okay, and if it does get ugly, then you know what? Nothing's changed there either, and that's going to rear its ugly head and be, you know, be a detriment, not an asset. That being said, on average, you know, an NFL team can run 75 plays, so you got another 65 or 60 plays left, okay? So that's a small portion of your offense. Granted, it can be a dynamic portion, and it can be a significant one. But there's 65 other plays happening where other people are handling the ball and things are taking place. The most important thing, when you look at football, you know, they have all these analytics. They have all of these things you look at. And I think there's some value in them in some ways. However, the most important thing in football, aside from turnovers, is who can control the tempo in the NFL. It is the most critical aspect of winning consistently and winning a championship. How do you control the tempo of a game in the National Football League is vital. When you look at all these college guys that come in, Chip Kelly. Did Chip Kelly bring in some outnumber you, throw the football deal that was kind of interesting and had a few games where they looked good? Yeah. But where did he always lose? Where was he the bottom of the barrel at the end of every year? Time of possession. You can't win time of possession unless you're scoring points on every time you possess the ball, which is not going to happen in the NFL. And it's the most vital aspect of winning in a game. How do you go about controlling? The two easy ways are you got to be have a great run defense, and you got to be able to run the football. But then you're going to have phases off of those things to win. So because Cleveland can do those two things, I know they can run the football very well. You know, that gives them a chance for that offense, I think, to be very dynamic. It isn't just because you have Odell. It's really how they run the football and the things that they do there that actually I like their chances of being a good football team. What they can do defensively and getting better there is the things that I think make them a real contender and a team that could be a good football team. It's not because Baker. I mean, Baker played very well. I loved him coming out of Oklahoma. However, I will tell you this. The league has a ways of studying people. They're not
adapting.
They're not sipping on margaritas and sitting at the beach in the offseason. All right. They're studying their opponent. They're studying their division. They're studying guys that are new, and they're breaking them down. And so there is a learning curve. You know, now listen.
So Cleveland's who wins that division, Merrill? Who wins that division? If you had to make a pick right now, who do you think will win that division?
I think it comes down to Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Now when I talk about being able to control the tempo, I think the Ravens have that formula ironclad. However, they have no phases to complement it. And that's their doom. That was their doom last year, and it's going to be their doom again this year. Whereas Cleveland and Pittsburgh can complement. Both of them like to run the football, can run the football. I actually, you know, the biggest issues in Pittsburgh really are defensively. There's a lot of new faces. young players. You know, Bush is, I mean, the guy is dynamic, but he's a rookie, okay? And there's going to be a learning curve. You got new guys in the secondary. You know, how they play well with their defensive line, that rotation is really critical. That's where they really, really struggle and need to get better. If they get better there, they're actually probably a better team than they were last year.
And then last one before we let Merrill Hodge run, got about a minute left. With the Bears, do you think they take that next step forward? Are they a Super Bowl contender, or do they regress? Because we talk about how you adapt to the National Football League. They were the hot team last year. You wonder how they'll be in your number two of the Matt Nagy regime.
You know, I think it really relies on their quarterback, you know, his ability to get better, because there's almost, you know, in growth spurts where he is right now, you just say, don't win it, don't lose it for us. And which he really played like that, you know, he didn't do anything. Actually, in the one playoff game they lost, actually I thought he played as good as you could possibly imagine.
Against Philly, he did. He played well.
Yeah. And that's where you almost have to have him now to win a championship. You know, that's your bottom barrel and better. If he doesn't do that, then, you know, you're just going to get exposed, because they do have all the other faces that matter. That defense is Khalil Mack is just a freak of freaks. I mean, he's a game changer. I mean, and he's not the only guy there. They're loaded with all different levels. They run the football. You know, Matt Nagy, I think, has a terrific feel for the people that he has there. You can tell they love playing for him. You can see that in him. I mean, you see that in the players, and that is a big thing when you want to play for your coach. You know, and you can tell that he has that. So the other quarterback play becomes more consistent and better. Everything will go through. Probably them in Minnesota.
Merrill, thank you so much. We'll chat with you throughout the season.
Anytime, my brother. Call anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.